Monday, 2nd of August, 2021. Chof Dalad Menachemov, Simon Tovkuf Peiches. Zmantki HaShofar, page 124. Zmantki HaShofar, B'yoyim V'loy B'naylo. The Zman of the Mitzvah, the time of the Mitzvah, Shofar. When is it? B'yoyim B'day. No Shonaday, V'loy B'naylo, not on the nights. Umitzvoso, and it's perfect time. Mishas and Itzachama, from the time of Netz, Hacham of Eilech and onwards. Vim Toka, and if you blew Mishah Amud HaShachar from the time before that, which is called Amud HaShachar, Yotze Yoyotze, which is really very, very, very end of the night, or the really, really early beginnings of the day. But the Evet, if you blew then, you're Yotze. Palechatchela, it's from Netzach Hamo and onwards. Vim Shama Miktsas Tkiya Kodim Shalom Amud HaShachar, if you started hearing some sounds of the Shofar before Amud HaShachar, who miktsos and some sounds achashol Amud HaShachar after that, lo yotzen yotze. That's in line with the previous halacha we learned in the previous shir. All the tkiyas must be heard in zman chiyuv. You can't have partial chiyuv, partial non-chiyuv. One wouldn't be yotze like that. So similarly also over here, the time needs to be, all the shofar, all sounds need to be blown in the time of the zman mitzvah. Mishnah Bosef Cotton Aleph Eladrimah says, if one heard sufficient sounds during the Zman or during daytime, that would be machlok, discussed earlier, and we learned that one should be machmir. Sifkot Aleph Mishnebu, Biyim Voloi Belaylo, Ksiv Yoim Tuah Yelachem, the Pasuk says, Yoim Tuah, the day of Tuah Yelachem, and therefore one should blow all the tkiyas by day, and one is not Yoitze, even Medyevet, by night. Vim Nimshach Ben Ashmoshes. And what happens if a person hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah the entire day and one is only blowing the tkiyas during the Ben HaShmoshes? What you want to do? Then, Yiska, one should still blow a bracha, but one should not recite a bracha. The Shartzian said, the name of Pimagodim, that even on the first day, one should say without a bracha. This halacha is in reality the parallel to all the other day-bound mitzvahs, such as tzitzis, tefillin, the same. It's also lechatchila to start by Netzach Hamo, but the Evet, when he's yotze the time before that, one should certainly wait until Netzach Hamo. That's Mishnah Berurah sends Sifkot base yotza first white line. Lechatchila lehamtin al netz. One should. Really, Hamud HaShachar is considered day already. But since we don't exactly know when Hamud HaShachar starts, it may even do before Hamud HaShachar, that one is certainly not Yotze. Therefore, one waits always until Netz, which is the real daytime, to Yoim Boru Lakol, and that's why one should wait until Netz. But the Evet, one is Yotze in the time period between Hamud HaShachar and Netz Hamo. Now, the Maaseh, we don't blow the shofar at that time of day. Nobody blows the shofar by Netzach Hamo. We wait until later. Why so? Mishnah Berurah explains. Miu. Kol zeh meikar din Torah. That's really the Torah obligation. Aval chachomim tiknu, but chachomim established. Letkir shofar b'musafin, that we blow the shofar by musaf. Omru b'gmor v'tkir. The time, and the Gemara says a reason. Why is that we blow the shofar? Surely we would have thought that one should blow the shofar as early as possible, as we just learned. By nets. So why do we only blow much later by Musaf? The Shasak Zeyhoiso, this was because of a decree. Shalisku Yisrael b'shofar, the enemies decreed and said, when he's not allowed on the Yidna, they should not allow to blow the shofar. For you, Oyrovin Aleim, call Shei Shois, Shazman Tfilah Shachas, and they were looking over them and checking that they shouldn't blow the shofar. And they checked, they oversaw that nobody blows in the first 6 hours of the day during Shachis time, which was when they really blew the shofar, which is the ideal time. And eventually, when they realized, and then the Goyim at one point realized, well, they're not blowing, and they went back home, and that's when the Yidden actually blew the shofar. Then they realized that they're out of danger. Most of the time, they were out of danger, and that's when they blew the shofar. Didactically, You became already very much established. Even the Zizim, the people who are careful on the mitzvahs, they have pushed off already during the Musaf Tefillah, and that's already well established. Even an individual private person is blowing for some reason for himself, so wait until later on, that he should blow at the same time that the tzibbur is blowing. So whilst in principle the ideal time was netz, but nevertheless, because of the danger, which was at one tkuf in Klal Yisrael, it was dangerous to blow at that point. Then, in that particular generation, they blew the shofar later, which was Musaf, during Musaf time. But at that point, it wasn't dangerous anymore. So, that's been established already, and it was made part of Musaf. And therefore, and since that was established already, so they stayed already part of the part of the seid and part of the takonas. I understand also that the Kabbalah, this is the ideal time to blow the shofar. What happens if a person is unable to blow later, for whatever the reason may be, he's unable to blow later, can only blow at the very beginning of the day, then certainly that would be considered shas tchak, which the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person has to leave, or he has to, whatever the reason may be, then certainly one should blow after netz hachamo, and that's perfectly acceptable. However, if a person is on his own and he can blow later, he should blow later together with the tzibur at the same time as the tzibur.